אז ביחד נזכור את הרפיוג' המכסה, המכסים, the refugees. It's not a concept. It's an experience right now. Feel we're being held. We're being held by life. The refuge of our Buddha nature, our highest place within, is a refuge. Refuge is a home. Feel at home in this moment, arriving home, being held by our awareness. Being held by our big heart and big mind that loves life, that loves goodness, that loves liberation. Being held by all the truth that keeps arriving, even if it's difficult for us as an experience. Being held by us, each other, all of us here, and for thousands of years, all on this spiritual journey, we join a vast community and this is our inner strength. When things get difficult, that's the place we can go for consolation, nechama, the big picture, the truth of things, even if they're difficult. From the sense of being at home right now, we welcome what arises in this home of ours. This life that we experience through the senses, Derech HaChushim, the sounds, the colors, the touch, the thoughts, the feelings, the changes. Welcome everything. And the welcoming is already love of life in us. It's already metta. It's already kind. As we breathe, we welcome each precious breath that gives us life, that gives us oxygen, that is the breath of the trees and the air, the breath that breathes us, that breathes through us. As we feel this breath, passing through our body and giving nutrition to all the cells of our body, we welcome this breath, embracing Mechabkim, this breath. Mechabkim, and say thank you to the trees that give it to us. And what is it that is the movement of welcoming? It's this consciousness. And it's loving awareness. Can we just get a sense of it? The breath is known. Presence. Awareness knows the breath, knows the body. Can we invite that knowing, that kind, welcoming knowing, invite the knowing to be part of the picture? The breath is known. And as we pay attention, our loving attention, to the sensations of the body, tchushot, beyadayim, raglayim, bebeten. Efshar lavin, litfos, to catch, this loving awareness is also healing us. We are for our experience, not against. We are close to our body. We listen to our body. We give it our trust. As we listen and we're close and we're welcoming all the experiences of this bodily life, it's a gift that we give to this bodily life. And like it says in the text, if we are close, caring and aware of this bodily life in the moment, in the now, there is a truth in that that keeps us steady like an island in the stormy seas. But also, not just the body, also the mind and the heart, citta. So So let's welcome the truth of the mind right now. Whatever's passing in the mind is what the mind is knowing. It's like the sensations in the body. These are the sensations of the mind. Thoughts, pictures, memories. Reflections, comments, parshanuyot. It, like the body, it's a stream. It's a stream, zrima. And all we need to do is allow it. Sit by the banks of the stream of the mind and watch it pass by. And if we give space to the content, hatochen, in the mind, we also give space to the awareness that knows. And coming back to the breath, the breathing. It's our organ, our track to help us constantly reconnect and welcome again this experience of now. Knowing all the changes. One breath is a whole world of change. allowing the breath to be just what it is. We don't try and manipulate or fabricate or change anything. Each breath is unique. Each moment is unique, is special, is itself. Khadpami, one time. And this too gives us strength. Rishoniyut. And we can be aware that if we allow the truth of this changing experience of this life, for example, this breath, it brings us into a bigger world than our comments and issues that we struggle with in daily life. Slowly, slowly, it takes us to a life point of view. Nekudah mabat shel chayim velo shel ha-mavak. So let it happen to us. Let it take us, this life point of view. And this life point of view, the experience of this lived moment in the now, naturally brings us to connect with all other beings who are sharing this life with us. All of us here, and all the animals and the plants and the people and the fish and the birds and the planet. If we take the life point of view, we are back belonging to life. That's basic love. And it may sound abstract, theoretical, but it's really simple. Just appreciating here we are, sitting in our place, aware, awake, receiving all the messages of this life. And the easiest places, the messages of breath and body. But not only. And just take a moment, let it touch our heart right now. Feel in the heart some appreciation for this life. Some gratitude. So we'll have 15 minutes of silence right now.